Hello, and welcome to our first podcast. This is Two Women, a Movie, and a Microphone. My name is Anna.
And this is Carrie, and we're here to talk about the movies, the movie industry, and whatever else floats our boat.
That is true. We do love the movies, and we love talking about the movies, don't we, Carrie?
We do.
All right. First up, we are going to talk a little bit about news, things that are going on, and the things that we've that are floating around out there that we've grasped and we want to talk about today. First up, Gael Garcia Bernal as the new Zorro. I don't know how I feel about this.
I am cautiously optimistic. You know, he's younger than the previous Antonio Banderas Zorro, and we'll see. I mean, he could surprise us. He's a good actor.
He is very good. To me, it seems a little bit... Okay, I want to say it seems beneath him, but I don't know. I mean,
He did that Letters to Juliet. Is this really beneath him?
Okay, I forgot about that.
Right. And, I mean, also, he was such a douche in that movie, so he really kind of, I think, needs to do something to redeem himself a little bit, so... Maybe he's going for the broader audience, but in a better way.
I think I do not have an opinion because I never saw that movie, but there's a reason I never saw it.
Well, aren't you special?
There's a reason I didn't see it, and that's because it didn't seem very good, so I'm okay that I didn't see that. But yeah. I do think he has potential. I loved the first Zorro, but then I kind of didn't care for any of the other ones. And of course, I love Antonio Banderas. So this will be really interesting, I think, to see sort of a younger version. Because we always associate Zorro with, like, Antonio, and he's very mature, handsome man. And Gael Garcia.
Plus, I mean, lately it seems like there's a bit of a resurgence of people that you wouldn't think would be doing the big blockbusters doing them. And then they're awesome. Let's talk about Batman, you know? I mean, who would have thought Christian Bale would be Batman and be awesome at it? But he did, and he is. So, I'm going to remain optimistic on this one.
I agree. Not only did Christian Bale do one Batman movie, but, wait, what number are we on? Three? Four?
We're going on three, yeah.
Right, he did three of them. Right, you're absolutely right. So, all right, we'll see what happens.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Now,
the next item on our agenda, Paul Walker... Universal is basically, like, backing his Laguna Ridge Pictures production company. He has a movie on the way called Skyscraper, and they're billing it as an action thriller. Now, how do we feel about Paul Walker kind of in the driving seat?
Well, I did not know this, but I read that article, and apparently he's actually done some producing already. Like, he now produced the last... Fast and Furious movie, and he's producing the next one too. Like, I had no idea that he was doing that. Now, Paul Walker is very pretty, but he is not a good actor. However, he embraces his sort of, he knows exactly where he stands in the hierarchy of, like, good acting, and he knows it's not at the top, so he picks movies that are appropriate for him, and he does such a good job in those movies.
Right, he does. I like him quite a bit, but mostly I want to look at him and not hear him talk. Sometimes he does come across just not the brightest sounding. Again, let's remain cautiously optimistic on this one, but he is, you know, candy, and...
I'll tell you what I love most about this, is that Paul Walker seems like someone who is really not that smart. Like, he seems someone... Like, the characters he plays on screen seem kind of dim-witted. Like, the dumb blonde stereotype.
I don't know. I wouldn't go that far. I mean, they don't seem like rocket scientists, but they seem like fully functioning... members of society.
Okay, all right. But maybe just a little bit on the dim side, right?
I didn't really feel like he was dim in, let's say, oh, shoot, what was that movie where he was the undercover cop with the Russians?
Oh, I don't remember.
I liked it. But, you know, I mean, he didn't really seem, like, dim in that one, but, you know.
Or, okay. Oh, how about this? Surfer dude.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so here's the surfer dude who is,
yeah, he's a little surfer dude.
Yes. He's producing and directing movies and, like, making really smart career choices. Like, that's what I love about this, the whole
story.
Yeah,
Yeah. And, I mean, clearly Universal knows he brings in money. And, you know, they're going to put their hat on that. And hopefully he'll make him some money.
All right. I'm excited to see his directorial debut. That's what, I'm excited about. Oh, our next item. I know Carrie. This is the one Carrie's most excited to talk
about.
It is
pretty dear to my heart. The Hunger Games mall tour. You know, I read the Hunger Games. I love them like crazy. I know they have a huge following. I can't lie. When they are at the Mall of America on March 9th, I want to be there. There's a question and answer session, possible giveaways. So far, the lineup for the cast that will be in Minneapolis is Katniss, Peeta, Kato, Clove, Rue, and Foxface. So it's a pretty big group of people that are going to show up. I want to be part of that audience. Me and a bunch of 14-year-olds, I'm sure, but whatever.
I will admit that even if they were coming to my area, I probably would not go and see that. Because I'm a bad friend, I still have not read The Hunger Games that you gave me as a Christmas present. So, awesome. I know. So I am not as attached to it as you are, but I'm sure that I will once I read the books. But I think is this meant to be like a promotional tour type of thing?
Yeah.
I mean, is that the point? Okay.
Yeah, which, in reading about it, apparently the Twilight cast did it when New Moon came out. How did I not know about that?
Okay, that I probably would have gone to see. Well, I don't know. I would have a hard time with all, like, the screaming Robert Pattinson fans. Like,
I still would have gone, and I would have, probably both reveled and also, like, cringed at the insanity.
Yeah,
like,
Carrie's actually, like, a 12-year-old girl, so that's the secret that's scary.
Yeah. I hide it pretty well, though.
Yeah, you do. It's not a secret anymore.
No.
All right. So, Michael Fassbender, he has been all over the place, like, recently. I love it. I kind of love it when actors just kind of, like, come out and just are, like, then they're, like, in every single movie that's in the theater at the same time. I love it. And, Michael Fassbender, of course.
He's amazing.
Yeah, he is. Jane Eyre, I was a little bit on the fence about that. Like, he was kind of.
I dug it. I was like, you know what, Mr. Rochester, you're a bit of an ass, but I still kind of love you. And
now,
you're wicked hot. So
did you love him because you already loved Rochester, or did you love it because it was Fassbender?
A little of both. I mean, I've always really liked that story. I remember reading it, you know, in high school and really liking it. And I had seen quite a few of the other adaptations of it. So I do actually like the story.
Agreed.
But I did really like his interpretation of Rochester. I thought he was, like, the correct amount of, like, kind of brooding and isolated. I thought he did a really great job with that. So I was into it.
I, especially after seeing Shame, I'm definitely a huge Michael Fassbender fan.
Still didn't see that, but it is in town, so.
Oh, you must.
Weekend.
It's pretty good. He's pretty delicious in it, so
yeah.
I would definitely recommend it. But anyway, Fassbender's going to be in the new Ridley Scott movie, which should be great, because, I mean, Ridley Scott, come on.
Yes.
Do the two Scotts ever do anything wrong? I don't know.
I mean, they do, but it's never that bad, and I still usually love it, so.
Their bad is like everyone else's, best.
I know. If I see Ridley or Tony Scott doing anything, I'm pretty much there. And I'm kind of excited about this because both of the Scott brothers kind of pick people to work with multiple times. Mm. And, you know, with Ridley Scott now, he's working with Michael Fassbender on Prometheus, the Alien prequel. And then now he's going to be working with him on The Counselor, apparently about an attorney who gets into the drug business and kind of goes under.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I'm pretty excited about it. I think it's going to be awesome.
I won't be seeing Prometheus because I have like zero interest in those movies. But I could maybe see this movie just because I like the Scott so much.
Yeah. I'll totally see Prometheus, even though I'm sure it'll scare me and I'll have to close my eyes a lot. But the cast for it seems awesome, so I'll be there.
Yeah, we'll see. All right, so now the last item on our news agenda is the Oscars and how unexcited we are for the Oscars.
Very unexcited.
Now, I am someone, like, when I was growing up, like, I loved the Oscars, and I would, like, tape them on my VHS player and then, like, save them, and I still have, like, saved. I don't know what it was that I just loved the idea of, like, seeing these stars in, like, quote, you know, real life, as it were, on the red carpet. And I don't know, I just, something about the Oscars, but lately, I just find myself rolling my eyes at the whole, especially the Oscars, because they are so kind of, like, pretentious and stuck up about it. I love the Golden Globes, because they're like, yeah, let's drink and eat and, like, you know, have fun. But the Oscars are a lot more stuck up.
Yeah.
And this is coming from, I mean, I still love them enough that I throw a party every year, but this year I even debated not throwing an Oscar watching party because I am not interested at all in almost none of the Best Picture nominees. I think they did a really shitty job I was really disappointed with their choices for Best Actor. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Best Picture and most everything else.
I just feel like anymore, there's no surprise. They make such a big deal about, you know, like the Golden Globes and leading up to the Oscars, SAG Awards, Directors Guild. I just feel like they've already picked the winners by the time it comes up. I'm usually not overly excited about the choices that they pick for the Best Pictures. And then, you know, they really lost me when they broadened the scope of the Best Pictures, making it like 10 nominees or whatever.
I don't mind. I don't care necessarily that they allowed more nominees, but 10?
Right.
I mean, come on. Like, why not like 7? You know?
Why not 5? Leave it at 5.
I would even, I don't mind. Okay, fine. If you want to allow more, you know, maybe the opportunity for more dark horses to come in or smaller pictures or whatever.
But they don't. Well,
that's the problem. Part of it is that it's always big pictures and 10.
But it's not even like, I get a little sad that they never pick like big awesome movies. Like, I don't know. It's
because
almost like they pick
stuffy
movies and then they create buzz and then they make people go. Like, I don't know. Like,
it's rigged.
Did I think The Artist was cool? Yeah. Did I think it was, like, the most amazing thing I saw this year? No. Does it have a pretty good chance of winning an Oscar? Yeah.
It'll win. It'll win Best Picture.
I know. And it's, like, I didn't really feel like it was amazing. I didn't feel like it really represented the year in film.
It represents? It represents sort of, like, Hollywood Insider, like, look at how clever we are.
Right. But it shouldn't be just, like, ha ha ha, look what I did. I made a movie without any sound. Like, you know,
right.
It should be a representation of what the people loved, not just what a few
wealthy white men loved. Yeah, you were telling me you read something about who makes up the Oscar. Like,
yeah, well, they were talking about the Academy was made up of 94% white people, 77% men, 2% Hispanic, and 2% African American. Like, that just seems so skewed.
Yeah.
That it's like, okay, so what about me? What about the women out there who, like,
how? Okay, well, here's a question though. What is it? Is it supposed to? Is it meant to represent the movie industry, or is it meant to represent society? Like that?
I think it's supposed to be. The movie industry,
right.
But shouldn't they be playing a role in representing society?
Yeah. And while the majority of the movie industry is, you know, white males, you know, there are others out there, and why not give them
right.
a chance as well, even if they're not the majority.
Right.
Anyway, the Oscars are a little bit depressing at this point.
They are depressing. But although I am incredibly excited, well, not excited, but eager to find out what happens, because apparently the Academy has revoked Sacha Baron Cohen's Oscar tickets until they can confirm that he will not be attending as the dictator. I don't exactly like his movies. I can't lie there, but I do think that it is a little hilarious that they are so terrified that he would show up in costume and in character that they would revoke his tickets.
Yes, and denigrate the the prestigious affair that is the Oscars.
Exactly.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Wait, why is he even invited? Is he like a presenter or something?
I don't know. It was a little snippet I saw. I didn't even really read any articles or anything.
Oh my God.
I think it's hilarious.
I think he should say, sure, I'm not going to come as a dictator, and then come as a dictator anyway.
Right. That would totally see security guards like plowing into him and tackling him. You can't come in. You said you wouldn't dress this way.
We can't have you dirtying up the place, bringing it down.
Exactly.
Anyway. All right. So that kind of wraps up what we wanted to talk about, what's going on in the news. And now we're going to talk a little bit about some of the movies we've seen recently. First up is a movie that I did not see and I had no plans to see. And Carrie reaffirmed my decision to never see
the
movie.
And to be fair, I was warned ahead of time not to see it. I ignored it and I went.
At her peril. Yeah, yes. We're talking about The Vow.
Yes.
With Rachel McAdams, Channing Tatum. So, Carrie, what did you think of this movie?
I thought it was a big old mess. I did not like it. Basically, you know, I went into it. I've never really liked Channing Tatum, but I do like Rachel McAdams. And I thought, you know, this could be an interesting story. You know, they're together. They're in love. She gets in a car accident, or I guess both of them are in a car accident. But she is in a car not wearing a seatbelt and goes through the front windshield. Always wear your seatbelts.
She deserves it.
And, yep. And so then she ends up with a traumatic brain injury and loses all memory of her life with her husband. You know, I thought it could be interesting to see, you know, I was positive they were going to get back together. So I wanted to see how that worked, how they got back together.
Did you know that they got back? I mean, did you know, don't give away the ending, but did you know what the ending was?
Yes, of course. I had my friend who had already seen it spoil it for me.
Right.
Because I like to know how things end. But, you know, I just didn't really... I didn't like the story. I didn't like the side characters. Rachel McAdams comes from kind of a waspy, upper-class background. And her parents I found incredibly unlikable. And this includes her dad, who was Sam Neill from Jurassic Park, which I love. Mm-hmm. And... you know, I couldn't stand him. And so I really didn't like the peripheral characters. And then, you know, Rachel McAdams, who generally I like, I didn't like her. I thought she was, you know, I understood that she was trying to play someone that didn't have any memory of this person. But, you know, she just was not making things at all easy for, you know, anyone around her except her family, you know, her parents, who were incredibly unlikable. And then... The story didn't really move towards anything at any rate of speed. It just kind of sat around with her, you know, like, hey, I don't remember how to do this. I don't remember where I am. What do I do? Oh, I guess I'll just run back home. You know, like, it didn't go anywhere until, like, the last 5 minutes, 10 minutes, and then finally, you know, there's some movement, but... at that point, I was just so bored, and I could tell they kept trying to get people to cry, and I was not going to let them have my tears on this one.
That's the worst.
I do not. Yeah, I don't recommend it. I can see why people would like it.
In general, do you like Rachel McAdams?
Yes.
Yes, I would agree. I generally enjoy her.
I do, too.
But her character was too much. Yeah,
her character was not very likable.
I gotta say, though, to be honest, I kind of like Channing Tatum.
Yeah, I know people do. I don't.
I will admit it, I saw Dear John, and I did know. After I saw the movie, I was like, okay, he's more than just, like, he has got some acting chops. Granted, it was, you know, Dear John, so that doesn't exactly require a huge acting ability on anybody's part. But, you know, I still kind of enjoyed it. And I think he has potential. I'm really, really excited to see a 21 Jump Street with him in it.
Oh my gosh, me too. And I hate it. Like, every time I see something about it, I want to see it more.
I know.
There were some red band scenes up this week, and they were hysterical. And then I was like, ugh, I feel like, I don't know how I feel about myself liking it so much.
I know exactly how you feel about that.
But
that's the other thing I like about him, is that he's not always just doing one type of movie. It would be very easy for Channing Tatum to do one type of movie, and that's action movies, because he's kind of like this big, buff, like, bah, you know, strong guy. So it would be very easy for him to just do action movies all the time, you know, because people would always be coming up to him for that.
But I can't say that no matter what I've seen, though. There's been nothing so far that I've seen him do that was amazing.
My bar is set so low for him.
Okay.
That it's easy for him. My bar was set so low when he actually had some ability. I was like, oh, okay. Yeah, I'll take it.
Yeah.
So what would you rate? What would you rate The Vow?
I would give it a 2 out of 5. Ooh.
That's probably,
Maybe a 1 out of 5. You know, it's tough. It's tough to say on that one. I'm trying to think if there was anything really redeeming in it. Occasionally, I thought Channing Tatum, he was, you know, as the supportive husband, I thought he did a very good job. And in that role, he was really one of the only likable people in that movie. Everyone else was highly not likable. And also, he has a recording studio, and he had a coworker who was pretty cool. And it was kind of weird because they set it up with him, I think, living with a bunch of friends, or maybe they were just over all the time, but they had a big, tight group of people. And they all just kind of fell away as soon as Rachel McAdams came out of the hospital. And they never really revisited that. And they never tried to really reconnect her with her friends.
Yeah.
Which I thought was really weird. So, yeah, I would give it maybe like a 1.5 or 2 just because Channing Tatum was very supportive. And also their apartment was amazing. And I would like to look at their apartment some more and maybe live there.
And maybe steal it from them.
Right.
Forever.
Yeah, pretty much.
All right. So, not a recommended. And I had no desire to see it, nor will I. Definitely not on my list anymore.
My friend went and saw it. And when she saw it, there was a proposal in the theater.
Oh, my God. I know. Ew. Right. Could you pick a worse movie? Oh,
I know.
Oh, my God. All right. So,
that one in mine, but oh, well.
Next on our list is a movie we both saw, Safe House. And I have to say, I don't know why I resisted seeing this movie so much. Resisted. I just was like, I don't know, whatever. And I think part of the thing is that it's Denzel. And I love Denzel, okay? I do love him. But I'm never, his movies, I'm like, whenever I see previews for his movies, I'm just sort of like, oh, you know, Denzel's another movie. I kind of, you know, whatever. Yeah, you know, I like him. He's okay. Whatever. But then I go to the movie and I'm like, oh my God, Denzel's awesome and I love his movies.
I can't even believe you have this attitude towards him because he is amazing.
I know. I do not know why that's how it is in my mind. It just really is. But I don't know. Something about.
I kept seeing that trailer. And I would get so excited every time I'd see that trailer. And then you have, like, Jay-Z and Kanye in the background and all these things blowing up. And I was like, oh, my God, this movie looks amazing. I cannot wait to see this. The day it comes out, I'm like, I don't care what you want to do, friends of mine, but we're going to this.
I've already decided.
Yeah.
Despite my weird reluctance to see it, I really, really enjoyed it. I thought Denzel was really great. I mean, he was kind of like, especially in the beginning, we had that kind of that crazy hair, and I was like, wild man, Denzel. I love it. And then Ryan Reynolds.
You just knew he was some guy that was going to tear shit up, you know? Just looking at him, you were like, okay, this is a guy that I am not going to mess with.
No, when I was watching in the theater, and that when he finally like starts kicking ass, everyone in the theater's like, yeah.
Yeah.
And also Ryan Reynolds. Let's just say he did a really awesome job. I was really impressed with him. I think he's another actor who also seems that it would be very easy for him to get typecast in certain types of roles because he's so attractive.
So attractive.
So attractive. But
he's my number two Canadian.
No, oh, Michael. Wait, who's first?
Michael Bublé.
Oh, sorry. I first thought you were gonna say Mike Meyer, and I was like, ooh.
No. You know me so little.
I know. Anyway, okay, anyway. He did a really good job. He's done a really good job of sort of like picking a lot of different roles. And even this role, while it looks like a very typical you know, action flick and like action star role for him, it really isn't. Like, it really, you know, he's kind of and the premise is that Denzel is brought, he's a keeper of a safe house, and Denzel's character is brought into his safe house, and then the safe house is compromised, and Ryan Reynolds' character, the keeper of the safe house, has to basically keep his house guest, protect his house guest and prevent him from escaping or falling into the wrong hands, because he's...
Although I think... You know, part of it that made it so interesting, though, is that he really was proving himself. You know, it wasn't something that he really knew what he was doing or knew how to do it. I mean, he had training but no experience and really was trying to prove himself and show that, you know, he can do this and he does, you know? Yeah. I mean...
Yeah, I agree. I think, you know, he really... And it's cool because it's not like... you really do see him kind of like making mistakes. And you see him kind of like learning and growing, I think, you know, as, you know, becoming like an agent. Cause, they're working for the CIA. I have to say though, the bad guy, the guy who was always trying to like kill Denzel or whatever, every time he came on screen, I was so distracted cause he had such a huge nose. Like someone like Adrian Brody has a big nose, but it like works, and he like Adrian Brody is attractive. Like, it just like works. It just like works in the overall. But this guy, I mean, it was like distractingly large. I just couldn't stop staring. I was like, how does someone even have a nose that large? I don't. I think it was like way too big for his face or something.
He had a very long face though too, and I think that maybe.
No, I don't. Adrian Brody, I think, has a long face, so it fits in. And his head is kind of bigger. This guy had, I felt his head was like smaller and rounder. And so this giant nose was just got stuck on there by accident or something.
I was very excited to see Joel Kinnaman show up in the movie. Pretty brief role in a secondary safe house. He was on the AMC show The Killing, which, of course, I was totally into and also totally upset by the ending of. But it was really nice to see him, you know, doing some American movies as well. So I was really excited to see him doing something.
Yeah.
And, you know, I thought a lot of the extra characters in this movie, as far as, Brendan Gleeson and Vera Farmiga, they did a really good job as well. Mm-hmm. There just really wasn't anyone in this movie that I didn't like or didn't think they were doing a good performance. You know, there were people, obviously, I didn't like, but...
I really like Brendan Gleeson, but, I don't... The way he talks or, the way his, mouth works when he talks, I don't like it. I think he makes too many, mouth noises when he talks. He has a very odd voice.
I knew that was coming.
What?
I knew that was coming.
So I do love him, but, like, when he's talking sometimes, and it's just kind of on his face, I'm like, don't, just, like, could you back up just a little bit? I don't want to see his face, too. I don't want to see his, like, mouth working too much. This kind of grosses me out. But I do, yeah. I do like him, though.
I do, too. And that movie just had so many awesome scenes, like so many cool chases and like
fighting
scenes
was,
of giant crowds, and there was just so much going on, and it was all so awesome, and it was great.
So there's like, while I thought it was kind of a twist at the end, I mean, I honestly did not see it coming. Like, the people I saw it with, like, oh yeah, I saw that coming a mile away, and then I felt kind of dumb because I didn't see it. Like,
I totally saw it.
You did? Yeah, I don't know.
I was not surprised by this one.
You what?
I was not surprised by this movie at all.
Okay, and now I feel really dumb. Like, I feel really gullible that I fell for it. But you know what? Part of me.
Well, the woman behind me at the theater totally fell for it too. Because every time someone new would come on, I would hear this in a whisper: "He's bad. She's bad. He's bad. She's bad." And it's like, you got it right once, but you said it to everybody, okay? So don't congratulate yourself that you figured out who the villain was when they revealed it, okay?
Well, to be honest, though, I really love surprises. And I love surprises. Like, I loved being surprised by movies and, like, being... Mm-hmm. That's why I don't love watching a lot of previews. Like, I'll watch the trailers in the theaters, but generally I don't like watching it because I don't like to know too much. I like to go in fresh, not knowing anything. So I love it when a movie can do that to me, whether it's because I'm stupid or kind of gullible. That's okay, mm-hmm. I guess, because it made it more enjoyable to me because I didn't see it coming. Hmm. So, yeah, I think it was a great movie. What would you rate it? How would you, what would your rating
be? You know what? I'm giving it a 4.
I loved it. Yep.
And, I thought it was interesting, just a side note, this movie was all action. You know, there was, like, one kind of somewhat romantical scene at the beginning, and after that, you were just full speed ahead the mm-hmm. whole time. Like, I don't like it when movies get too bogged down with stories. You know, this movie had one story, protect your house guest, end of story.
Oh.
I like it.
Speaking of the house guest, I thought it was really funny that they kept, like, they referred to it as, like, a hotel, like the San Francisco hotel. And my favorite part was when they come in and they, like, where's the linen closet?
I know.
Really?
Oh my gosh, I know.
Why don't you just call it a gun locker? You're inside the house. Nobody can even hear
you. Oh, I know.
You.
Yeah, that was so funny.
Where's the linen closet?
And just the fact that it was Robert Patrick from one of my favorite movies ever, Terminator 2, doing it was, like, hilarious to me.
Yeah, I agree. I would definitely give it a 4 out of 5 as well. I was surprised by the ending, and I really loved all the acting, and all the characters were good in the story. Go see it. You know, go see it.
Yes, definitely go see it.
Lastly, we're going to talk about a movie that I saw that, but Carrie didn't, This Means War. And the score on Rotten Tomatoes was at like 26%, but even that could not deter me from seeing it. Like, I did not, honestly, I did not care. It could have had 0% and I still would have gone and seen it because I flippin' love Chris Pine, Tom Hardy.
I love Tom Hardy.
You cannot go wrong with those. In my book, you cannot go wrong with those two. I'll tell you what, Chris Pine is the main reason that I love Star Trek so much, and I will watch it over and over and over again. He's pretty
really?
Much the main
I mean,
reason.
I did love him in Star Trek, but he has a giant forehead. I find it really distracting sometimes. And so, I mean, I do like him, but not as much as had his forehead been slightly less big.
I'm thinking like forehead reduction surgery or something.
I know. Like, yeah, I am much more of a Tom Hardy fan than a Chris Pine fan.
Okay, Tom Hardy, really bad teeth.
Really bad teeth. I totally agree. They are distracting. But that body, that voice... I'll get over it. Frankly, if Neville Longbottom's teeth can get better, Tom Hardy's teeth can get better.
Tom Hardy clearly has no interest in making his teeth better, though, because
it's true. I know.
I mean, if he's going to take care of it, he was going to take care of it a long time ago.
Whatever, yeah. Though, I still love him.
But, you know, okay, so the reviews were terrible. And I went in knowing that it probably was not. I did pretty low expectations, but it genuinely made me laugh out loud. Like, genuine laughter 3 or 4 times. I thought the chemistry between Chris Pine and Tom Hardy was awesome. Like, they had a really good, like, man love character. And they had, like, the way they portrayed the man love in it was awesome. Because these guys are like, they were saying, I love you. And they were saying it, like, truthfully. Not just, like, an ironic way. They're like, I love you. You are my best friend. You're like my, you know, you're like my family. And I was like, that is awesome. Because you almost never see that in the movies with, like, two guys seriously saying I love you to, like, another man, you know, like, who's, like, their best friend. I don't know. I just loved it. I thought that was really great. And the two of them just kind of, like, the little tricks that they would play on each other were really funny. And, like, Reese Witherspoon, eh. In general, I mean, I'm pretty ambivalent about her. I don't really care for her one way or the other, but she wasn't distracting. Like, in my opinion, her role was secondary to those two just kind of duking it out and, like, you know, pranking each other and stuff. Mm-hmm. I gotta say, though, she's got really cute style. I mean, I know it's, like, the stylist as well, but I was like, mm-hmm. the whole time I'm watching her, I was like, Jesus, I would love to have her wardrobe where, like, her hair looks really cute and she's got cute glasses.
Does she have the bangs in the movie?
Yeah. And she had really cute glasses. I mean, I
need someone to dress me.
Yeah, well, Reese would be good, because she was super, super cute.
Well, not so much her, but the people who dress her.
Presented her. And then Chelsea Handler plays Reese's sidekick best friend, and she's pretty funny. I mean, I love Chelsea Handler. I think mm-hmm.
Although I'm assuming that she's playing Chelsea Handler with a different name in it. Right? I mean,
you mean like,
it was just
character. Yeah, yeah,
was Chelsea Handler with a different name.
Basically. Although she was a little less mean. I kind of wanted her to be more like crude and mean. Uh-huh. And there was a little bit, that was not true like Chelsea Handler. It was a little bit more, restrained than I would have liked. Because I love the unrestrained Chelsea Handler.
Yeah.
So she was good, you know? And the ending, of course, was really weak, as most of those, like, silly, you know, dramas are. So the ending was really weak, but I expected it. And she definitely chose, I would have chosen the other guy. So she does choose one of them, and I would have chosen the other one. But that's neither here nor there. So yeah, I would definitely recommend going to see it. I give it a 3
out of 5. What would you rate it?
I give it a 3 out of 5, yeah.
Okay. Even with a bad ending or a weak ending?
Because I figured it was... In their defense, the ending was pretty happened pretty quickly. They didn't draw it out. I hate it when they, like, draw out the,
you know,
like, shitty ending.
Although I have to say, like, I really hate it when they mess up the ending. And that's what you leave. That's what you walk out of there, though. That's the last thing you see. It's like, really, people, you put together a movie and then you just throw together an ending.
Like, I will admit, I also hate that. But I have come to expect it, especially on,
you
like,
know,
comedies.
The Vow, though, I think really the ending was kind of the best part of the whole movie.
Okay, all right.
I mean, it wasn't like it was really, like, long or drawn out, but it didn't reveal too much, yet left people feeling hopeful for the future, and... You know, I liked the way they tied everything up. It really kind of redeemed the movie. Had the ending been a little less, and by redeemed, I mean made it not completely unbearable. you know, had the ending not been what it was, I probably would have given it 0 stars.
even though they had an awesome apartment?
Even though they had an awesome apartment, that's true.
All right, yeah. So, I mean, I would say, yeah, there was the ending, but like I said, okay, yeah, the ending does kind of drag the whole movie down, but to me, although I don't like that, I've come to expect it, especially with comedies. So it wasn't like I was disappointed in that regard. Okay. And like I said, they wrapped up the ending pretty quickly. So you didn't have that painful ending going on and on. So yeah, I have 3 out of 5 and I would recommend it, especially if you enjoy looking at attractive men.
Right.
There's quite a bit of that.
So we've given people one awesome movie definitely to see, one kind of to see maybe if you've seen Safe House already but want to see something else, and one to avoid.
At all costs.
Really, unless you are a diehard Channing Tatum or Rachel McAdams fan. But maybe not if you're a diehard Rachel McAdams fan because she's quite unlikable. But maybe if you're a diehard Channing Tatum fan, you'd probably like it because he is very sweet in the movie. But something to think about. So...
All right, so let's. Yeah. We saw just very briefly. We want to talk about some of the cool trailers we saw. I saw a few cool trailers when I was watching movies this weekend. So
I saw. I had seen them forever ago.
I know. Like I said, I'm not. I don't usually hunt them down. I wait until I see them in the theater. But,
I do.
I saw the trailer for Abraham Lincoln Vampire Hunter, and I really had no idea what to expect, but it looks flippin' awesome.
I know. I read the book. I'm very excited.
How was the book?
It looks awesome. You know, it's good. I'm a little nervous because it seems like they've changed a lot as far as characters. I could be wrong. It's been a while since I've read it, maybe about a year. But it seems like they've, just looking at the cast list and some of the names, it seems like some things have been changed. But, you know, whatever. I can watch a movie and not judge it by the book, I guess.
I'm the same overall way.
I'm excited for the cast. I'm excited for the effects, the overall story, you know, the same director of Wanted is directing this.
Wanted.
Awesome
movie. Awesome. Yep. It had a lot of destiny.
Right. It had its problems.
But it was still cool to watch.
Yeah. So I'm kind of excited to see, what they do.
Okay.
And that trailer was freaking awesome. You know, when he busts that tree with one swing of the axe.
That got me kind of excited about that, where I was kind of ambivalent before.
Right.
I also saw a preview for The Bourne Legacy, which... I loved all of the Bourne movies. And
Yes,
we are both maybe a little bit sad that Matt Damon is not back, but I do love
it. I think Jeremy. A little bit is not strong enough.
Okay, fine.
I am devastated. But also, you know, I love Jeremy Renner.
Yeah, agreed.
Rachel Weisz is in it. Love her. But, you know, I mean, this trailer, it looks awesome. The movie looks awesome. I'm going, you know, 100%, I'm there. But it raises a lot of questions. When does this take place? I don't know. Why is it called The Bourne Legacy
when like
Jeremy Renner's character's name is Aaron Cross? Okay? I don't know.
Well, and isn't it... I was under the impression it's meant to be sort of like the beginning of Treadstone.
I don't know.
Well,
they don't
you know,
really tell.
But it's based on... Isn't it based... I mean, we could read... No, I won't read the book because I didn't really like the books. I tried to read one of the
well, this one... And this one's not written by... someone else. But I don't know. It opens a lot of questions for me. I'm not really sure what's going on.
You know what, to be honest...
Because, like, Pamela Landy's in it. Noah Bosin's in it.
I don't care. I mean, I'm still going to see it.
It looks awesome.
Yeah, I love Jeremy Renner.
When he shoves that nail in that smoke, what do you call it? Fire extinguisher?
Oh,
and, like, apparently shoots a nail at someone. That was awesome.
Yes.
Like,
wait, who's directing this? I don't remember.
Who is directing this? Tony Gilroy?
I don't know who that is.
It sounds vaguely familiar. Let's see.
Well, I mean, I love Jeremy Renner. I loved all of the other Bourne movies. I mean, I'm going to go see it. I didn't know that they were making it into a movie.
Oh, my God. Tony Gilroy, the writer of The Cutting Edge, may be one of the best movies about figure skating in history.
In the history of movies about figure skating.
In the history of movies.
I cannot.
Well, he directed Michael Clayton, which I actually did really like.
Yeah. And I mean, that got... I never saw it, but, you know, that got a lot of...
I liked it. You wrote it, too.
All right. Okay, good.
He, He wrote The Bourne Supremacy.
He's got some
real cred when it comes to writing. He hasn't directed too much. He directed he wrote Armageddon. Hello.
Yeah. All right, good. And then there was the new Pixar trailer we've
seen. Which looks amazing.
Brave. With the girl with the red unruly hair.
Big burly family that all have Scottish accents, which is amazing.
Yes, I'm excited for this. You know, I think Pixar really made a misstep with Cars.
Two.
Well, I didn't
or
even
both.
Both. I didn't even care for the first one. I mean,
I didn't either.
I'm not like a huge animated film fan. But generally, I really like Pixar, but Cars, both of them.
There have been a few Pixars that I've just not.
I agree. They
this one looks awesome.
In general, they do an awesome job, but I think this one definitely looks like a winner for them.
I have to say, I know I can't compare, but every time it starts and I hear those Scottish accents, I start thinking about How to Train Your Dragon, which is like my favorite animated movie. That wasn't like a Disney of my childhood. And so it gets me just like a little happy too, right off the bat, just hearing that and thinking about How to Train Your Dragon.
I agree. Definitely one of my favorite animated films as well. Yeah. And then the last one that I saw that I just blew my mind, was Rock of Ages, I have to admit I'm pretty far like in even knowing what movies like they're even bringing up to make, but oh my god. It looks really, I mean, there's so many big names, like just watching in the trailer, mm-hmm. I couldn't even believe like the names. I don't have a cast list in front of me. But
yeah, maybe, but fine.
Maybe Carrie does.
I do, but hello, Tom Cruise. Do we need to go any farther?
Right. Really all you need to say is Tom Cruise. Tom Cruise, he's crazy. But we love
him. He's crazy, but I love him.
We love him. We
love him.
I you know, yes.
He can do some wrong. But you know what? He redeemed himself well.
He did.
So.
He did. And I think the first right thing that he did after he had his crazy spell was doing Tropic Thunder.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Which I did not really like that movie, but I thought he was hilarious in it.
I love that he was in it. I mean, it was so different for him. I was like, this is amazing. Uh-huh. Did you see, I cannot remember, it was some award show, I think, last year. Where he came, it might have been like the MTV Movie Awards or something.
I think when he came dressed as, what's his name, from Tropic Thunder? I know.
And he did this whole,
and they danced
like,
with J-Lo. It was so good.
I was like, I love you. This guy knows how to have a good time, and he knows how to make fun of himself, and I love him for it.
I do too.
So,
whatever you want in your personal life, Tom, I'll still watch your movies.
Yep, especially if it's Mission Impossible.
Heck yes. And pretty much anything else.
Yep, that's true. So,
also Alec Baldwin, a crazy love.
I know. Yes, I'm very excited. The cast, the people that they had in the cast was amazing. Yeah,
and it's a musical and there's dancing and it's gonna be great.
It is. I'm excited.
And it's by the director of Hairspray, which I can't lie, I love that movie. it's in my collection. Sometimes I watch it when I want to be happy. Whatever. It's a good movie.
I think that is perfectly legitimate.
Thank you.
And I feel the same way.
Yeah, so Rock of Ages, very exciting. Yes. Definitely want to see that one.
Yes. So what are we looking for? What are we looking forward to seeing this weekend?
Well,
my dear.
I'm definitely excited for Wanderlust.
Same thing goes for Paul Rudd. If he does it, I will see it because love
Although
that
I was not loving Our Idiot Brother, but whatever.
Honestly, but I saw it and I don't even remember it. I vaguely remember it, but
yeah, I didn't. I'm not gonna watch that one again.
No, I wouldn't watch it again either. But
This one looks hysterical. I mean, it's a total like fish out of water experience for these people. Heading to crazy country with the weirdo commune and
the only
commune.
The only thing that worries me is Jennifer Aniston.
I think she'll do good. You know, I like her. I feel like she kind of, you know, she's done some real crap. that one with Ben Stiller and the ferret.
Oh.
Whatever it was. But, you know, I think she'll do, Along Came Polly.
That's bad.
It was bad. Ugh. I'm optimistic on this one. I think she'll pull it out.
She has, like, sometimes her hair is really distracting to me. Because she has such lovely hair.
Lovely hair.
And she just likes flipping it around all the time. It is very distracting to me because I'm like,
I think she has a chance to be really kind of funny and likable in this one because it seems that she, more than Paul Rudd, kind of embraces the life that they end up, and I'm kind of excited to see where this goes.
Yeah. To be honest, I don't really know anything about it. I just like saw a preview and I was like, oh, Paul Rudd. Okay, I'll go see it. That's
right.
Pretty much why how it is.
I was laughing hysterically at that trailer. So, I mean, if a trailer gets me laughing that much, I'm excited to see the movie. Of course, if the movie doesn't follow through and I laughed at everything that I saw in the trailer and that was it, I'm going to be very, very disappointed.
That's always a risk, I think. Yeah. I got to say, Act of Valor comes out this weekend, and I'm, like, kind of looking forward to I kind of want to see it, and I know it's like
I want to see it. Are you kidding me? Like real Navy SEALs doing what they do.
I know. It's like a hardcore like military like worship movie, but I actually really like those kinds of movies. I
do too.
I mean, I don't. Yeah, I find them. I really enjoy, especially you know, any movie or documentary that where they talk about
this is totally not a documentary though.
No, I know it's not, but I'm just saying what?
Okay, you're excited, Anna.
I love documentaries.
I know.
In general though, if it's like, you know, like the Hurt Locker style, like where it's about like in Middle East or so, I love seeing those movies because I
do worry though that using actual Navy SEALs instead of actors, they might not be able to act. You know, I don't care. Keep them running. Keep them shooting stuff. Keep them setting traps, you know, whatever, jumping out of planes. But hopefully they won't talk too much.
I was just going to say.
That's where this could get a little weak.
Yes, that's what I think. It's like, hopefully it's strong on the action and light on the talking.
Exactly.
light on the acting.
Yeah. And you know what? I am A-okay with a movie like that, you know? I don't need to have a lot of talking.
Agreed.
I don't need a lot of story. You know what? There's a terrorist. They need to go find him. Let's do that.
Get him.
That's right.
It's a little bit like Safe House, you know. Both of those guys can act, but like mostly action and not too much acting, and I'm okay with that.
Okay with that.
Yep.
Not every movie has to be a contender, you know.
No. I feel like there are slim pickings this weekend for movies coming out. Those are the only two coming out.
Yeah, I was so sad to find out that The Lorax doesn't come out this weekend. And it's not that I didn't know when it came out. It's that I didn't know that this week wasn't next week.
I hate it when that happens.
To me. So I'm super excited for The Lorax.
I am less excited about it, but we can talk about that later.
We'll have some.
Yes. All right. Well, I think that wraps up. Unless, Carrie, do you have anything else you would like to say about our...
You know, I think we covered quite a bit. I think we're good for the evening.
Yeah, I feel pretty good. So thank you everyone for tuning in and listening. Feel free, you should follow us on Twitter at 2Women1Movie, and that is numbers for 2Women, and 2 and 1 are numbers and not spelled out. So follow us at 2Women1Movie, and yeah, check us out there and follow us there, and hopefully we'll have some more good content. Maybe next week we'll have another podcast up with some new news and new reviews up. So thanks
and
for listening.
Hopefully some reviews of Wanderlust and Act of Valor.
Yes, hopefully we will have. Although I mean, I do have my Oscar party. I'm in a little bit.
Right.
I'm gonna have to squeeze it in, but hopefully I'll get to see that this weekend. But
yep.
Tune in next week for our next episode.
That's right. Okay, well, laters.